Good morning. Yeah, so okay. No, thank you very much for the introduction. But let me introduce myself because I don't have 8 years experience. To start with, my name is Nico Muya. I'm the current Chief Commercial Officer at the Namibian Broadcasting Corporation. I used to work for Telecom Namibia together with my boss. I know he went outside. I spent 6 years in telecommunication. I was the manager responsible for research and strategy. And then when our director general was called in to become the CEO of the NBC, I thought, ideal, let me leave, you know, this telecommunication environment and go do broadcasting, which at that time I thought broadcasting was a very complex and challenging environment. Therefore, I joined the director general at the NBC as the head for new business and research. About 2 years ago, I started acting as the chief commercial officer, and I was confirmed last year, 1st of August. So that's me. So in total, I have more than 15 years experience, middle management and 2 years of executive experience. Not 8 years. My presentation for today basically is for us to look in terms of the viability of the streaming platform. Our case actually is different from everyone's case. We saw amazing numbers yesterday from the presentations that were done. We saw in terms of the different platforms that the SABC Plus is moving on, which is a managed service, which is the cloud-based. Ours, what we did, basically, we looked in terms of what we require from Namibia, looking at how small the Namibian population is. We are about 2.6 million. In terms of the population of Namibia. Therefore, we looked in terms of a cost-benefit analysis. Should we do a cloud-based solution or should we invest in infrastructure for us to have our content distribution actually hosted within the NBC? So that's what we did. To start with, my presentation highly just looks in terms of what is the NBC, but I want just to highlight this element here. Where's my pointer? My pointer doesn't want to work. Our vision. So our vision basically is for us to provide 100% network coverage or connectivity to all Namibians cost effectively. That's very critical. Cost effectively. So we are lucky as a broadcaster because at the moment we are running our own DTT multiplexer. And within our integrated strategic business plan, we are actually going to offer a hybrid model of which we are going to have DTT and DTH for us to cover the whole Namibian population. So that's how lucky we are. So the OTT element with the NBC Plus is just a complementary service. If we look in terms of our values, I want to take you to this value. I don't know why my pointer doesn't want to. These are new batteries. So it's here, the last one, almost the last one. So we encourage innovation within the NBC. Why am I standing here? Why not the CTO? So if we look in terms of certain IT projects that we are running, I'm heading the NBC Plus project, but it's an IT-based project, but it's saving from commercial because we want to boost that innovation within the company. Okay? Our mandate are more related to any public broadcast mandate. So we have three critical mandates. That's to inform, educate, and entertain the Namibian nation across all our platforms. So since I have this experience within the ICT environment, I normally say that there is no way you can run a fully-fledged OTT platform if you don't appreciate the ICT market. So the slide that you see here, I just went in terms of high level, how the ICT industry looks like in Namibia. So from the competitive scope, you can see MTC is the biggest mobile operator in the country that is having more than 100% of the population in terms of subscription. These are active SIM cards within the country. And then it's followed by TN Mobile and then Paratus Telecom. So the others are just within the space. They do small ISPs, aggregation, system integrators. But initially, this is the scope. So our interest as a broadcaster is on the fixed side of things. So the first one is fixed line, where you see data layers. Transport C layer, the TDM offerings, and Ethernet, and the IP element. So the IP element is very critical for us. That's where you find IDSL, Before, when we used to work for Telecom, we were pushing more WiMAX. But WiMAX had limitation. We started pushing now fiber to home. Now, we have plenty of bandwidth passing through our house, through fiber. Now, on that bandwidth, what are we consuming the most? Yesterday, I gave an example to say, I have a 75 meg line at home of bandwidth. So what am I consuming at home? So just streaming. I know our colleagues are not here from MultiChoice. I don't know if they are here. For the past 3 years, I don't have a MultiChoice account because of that bandwidth, because I have the whole world within my house. I'm streaming everything, right? So that's our key interest as a broadcaster. Our director general shared that we had to cover the state funeral of our late president. So as covering, there was a procession that we had to cover, of which a casket was driven around Vendor. Now, we could not cover it via satellite. What did we use? We're using 4G. We were using internet with a technology called KiloView to cover that. So there is no way as a broadcaster you'll be interested within the ICT sector, particularly from the telecommunication side. Otherwise, you won't achieve your objectives. Equally, if you see the value chain itself, I just included one element of let me hide this on the screen as well. Let me just press hide. So what you see on the bottom there, it's the OTT service. I just put the NBC there because we are from NBC, the NBC Plus. So now, no matter how the value chain of the telecommunication ecosystem looks like, the highest consumption within the bandwidth will be the OTT services. Yesterday, the discussion where the executive from Trace Africa, when I mentioned OTT, I just gave an example of Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Netflix. For me, even social media element, when we were in broadcasting, telecommunication, we were calling them OTT. That's how we're calling them. Just now, when you look at your Netflix now, they are called streaming. So, but when we define OTT, it's everything. So if you look in terms of the value chain, if the telcos, they don't want to partner with us, their network in terms of the consumption is the OTT. I'm going to be quick. Some applies here. This slide basically just looks in terms of if broadcasters don't evolve, right, to move to where the trends are taking us, we are going to be a cake. So you can see in terms of the new players eating all our revenue from advertisement. Remember, our model relies on advertisement, revenue, as well as television license collection. Therefore, now I can advertise on Facebook, on YouTube. As a marketer, why should I advertise on a conventional platform like TV or radio? So therefore, for me to have a value proposition, right, as NBC, I must be available on OTT, I must be available on the conventional TV and radio, so that I can offer that client to advertise within that space. I'll be quick, I have a lot of slides. Now, what actually pushed us in 2018, when we started actually looking in terms of the OTT, we looked in terms of the drivers within the market, the trends. The first one is infrastructure development. I know all of you guys, you are aware of the Equeno, you are aware of the works. So there's plenty of capacity and the redundancy at the moment. So therefore, if we have to play within the ecosystem of OTT, there must be redundancy, there must be capacity. So these are the key drivers that were actually pushing us to do that. Secondly, reduction in the prices of data. We have seen, as I was working for Telecom a long time ago, a 100 meg line, fiber line, used to cost 20,000 rand. Today on the 75 meg line where I am, I'm only paying 700 rand. That's incredible. That's incredible. So the prices have reduced for us household to afford so that we can have access to this amazing OTT platforms. And then there's an element of increased mobility. So if you look in terms of the structure of our mobile operator, the ISPs, they have upgraded their infrastructures now from 3G to 4G. Now with the 5G spectrum that DJ actually touched a little bit of it, they are gearing up now to provide 5G. So because of that, it's stimulating the demand and the usage of the people. Lastly, increase in population. As I mentioned, our population is very tiny. But I'm happy to share that last year, the Namibian Statistical Agency did the census. So You know, we are expecting results this year. Therefore, if there's a bit increase in the population, it gives appetite for us and the telecommunication and the broadcasters because we have more eyeballs, more users. I'll be quick. Economic growth. Economic growth, very, very critical. There's a lot of things that are happening in Namibia. We hear of green hydrogen, we hear of hyphen. So all of these, they are part of, you know, elements to stimulate economic growth. Government initiative, government is what they call capital budget. I know in South Africa, the same in other countries. So they've been pushing now resources to the NBC, resources within the telecommunication infrastructure to expand in terms of the network. So all of these are the trends that we are looking at in terms of how do we save the people. The need to reduce total cost of ownership. Total cost of ownership, since things are very cheap now, equipments from aggregation perspective, therefore there's an element of direct cost that is linked to telecommunication and broadcasting equipment, which is cheaper compared to the last 20 years. Lastly, advance in fixed and mobile technology. I just mentioned the element of 5G. I'll be quick now. I'll be very quick now. There's a company called NEPA. It's a research company. It's a Swedish company. They normally do audience research for Namibia. So in 2020, they haven't done any research now. The last research they did was in 2022, where they wanted to find out in terms of what are the people actually using their internet for, mobile and fixed. You won't believe it. In Namibia, YouTube is a highly used OTT platform with 75% of a base of 1,500 samples that they use. Now, what is mostly interesting is when you look at Kunene, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Kunene, there were 72 people that were interviewed. Kunene is like a rural settlement. All of those respondent, they indicated that they are using YouTube, which is 100% within a rural setup. This is incredible. Second is Facebook, third Netflix, DSTV Now, now called DSTV Stream, Instagram TV. I was shocked when I saw Instagram TV because Instagram TV is like literally a new kid on the block. But knowing that there are people actually who are tuning in, who are using it, it was incredible. And then the NBC mobile app, which is having a 6% penetration. So these are the statistics that were compiled by a company called NEBA for the audience research. Now, the history of NBC Plus, we are getting there now. In 2017, we were invited to the ICT Summit that our Minister of Information and Communication Technology normally hosts. So for the first time, we introduced the concept of NBC Plus, a streaming app. We were very excited. We got standing ovation in terms of the innovation part of things, but we never launched it in 2017 because we were still busy with a lot of testing, and then we launched it in 2018. So the NBC Plus mobile app was being hosted on a unicast platform. And from our end, we wanted a subscription model of which whoever wants to subscribe to the app had to pay for us to retain and to have the return of investment because there was huge amount of money that was invested within the platform itself. Our charging model was between $30 per week, $89, let me change the dollar element. 30 rand per week, 89 rand per month, 600 rand for 6 months, and 899 rand for 12 months. So these were the packages that we created. But there were challenges. The challenges that we had is for you to subscribe, there were only two options. One, you have to use your credit card. Second, you have to use your debit card. So there were banks, most of the bank in terms of the banking ecosystem is from South Africa. So there were banks where there was what we call a 3D secured security feature. So some of the cards were being rejected. So we got a lot of complaints from clients saying, your system doesn't allow us to subscribe. With that, we only registered 680,000 subscriptions within the week one of the launch. And then the app never performed very well from subscription side of things because of that. Secondly, our users, they were complaining to say, why should we pay for the app? Well, we are paying for data. Data is very expensive. This was 2018. There were no data streaming bundles from the ISPs. So they were complaining. So why don't you just open it up so that at least when we buy a data that we can use to stream, we don't need to pay NBC. Okay. So this is history. Okay. Now, the challenges that we faced in 2018 was more of bandwidth expense. So the content distribution network, for it to run smoothly, right, we had 100 megabits per second point-to-point line. A point-to-point line is very, very expensive because it's like a dedicated line. So if you are running an OTT, you are going to spend a lot of money on bandwidth. So that was number one. Second challenge was the internet penetration rate in the country. It was below 50%. So most of the users, that 680 that you saw there, was people outside the country. Mostly of people were using it. It's people from diaspora because one, they had proper internet. Secondly, they could afford because of wherever they were sitting. Subscription affordability, I mentioned it. People were complaining to say, why should they pay? It's expensive. Why can NBC just open it for free? And then I've mentioned the element of data affordability as well. People are complaining they cannot afford within country actually to subscribe to NBC Plus because data was expensive. Lastly, service level agreement with the platform holders. Within our contract, there was a minimum guarantee of 5,000 users that you have to pay users in US dollars. So this cost is running, it's an operational cost that is running every month. So it's the bandwidth cost that you pay in ISP or a telco, as well as an SLA that you have that looks in terms of service guarantee, as well as the cost per user. So these were the challenges that we encountered. The new app. So the new app, the same infrastructure that we invested in 2017 is the same infrastructure that we used with extra two servers, if I might say, that we added on our infrastructure. So we wiped the Unicast platform that we had on the servers, and we developed with our local partner called On Demand TV Namibia, we developed a new ecosystem. So where is it sitting now? The NBC mobile app at the moment is sitting on a MEM platform, which is the media asset management. Now, there is no way you can have VOD element within your app if you don't have a MEM. So we have done a MEM and an NBC streaming platform within one ecosystem. That's what we have done from the NBC side. The design, the look and feel, this was our team that does that, that did that, from graphics and everything. So this is how our application works. Currently now, I won't go to the strategies. Currently now, upon launching last year, on the 28th of September, we are seated with 27,072 active users on the app, of which, so impressive, people within the country, it's 23,904. The rest of the numbers is from United Kingdom, South Africa, Canada, United States, Germany, Botswana, Zambia, Finland, France, and Angola and Ethiopia. So this is how the subscription level is at the moment. What is required for a person to subscribe? You just have to register your name. You register your email address, your age group, because we need to know who you are. And then that's it. It's free, it's open, and you can watch it or stream any radio station that is there wherever you are. Now, this is in terms of the age group. Surprisingly, between 31 to 40 years, we have the highest active user base of 8,570. And I'm shocked as well, from 60 plus, 60 years and above, it's 2,474. So we don't expect that. Yesterday, there was some shared information of saying the youth, they prefer using mobile, but I'm shocked. The pensioners are actually subscribed to NBC Plus. So there is evolution within the telecommunication industry. On a high level, our goals basically is to attract an active user base of 20,000 per month. That's our goal. We are not aiming for 100,000. We are not SABC that is having a potential of more than 60 million population. We only have 2.6 million. So therefore, us in terms of what we've put together in our business case, 20,000 active is our goal. Secondly, the application allows for an element of VOD, right? So what we've been trying to do now is when we launched, we didn't want actually to share everything with the nation at once. We wanted actually to have a phased approach. Phase one, linear channels, 3 television channels and 11 radio stations, phase one. Phase two, since we are producing content every second, we have now created a VOD element to it. So we are going to be pushing what we call short films that we have produced, the premiere first on NBC mobile app before they go to the conventional platform, the television. So that's our strategy. Secondly, we have our director general sent emails to the office of the prime minister for everyone within government structure, particularly the leadership of government, for them to endorse the NBC Plus. So most of them, they are subscribed. These are high commissioners. These are ministers, deputy ministers, and the executive directors. They are subscribed within the NBC Plus. I won't go through the strategic intent. I was informed that the slides are going to be shared. The way forward. So the NBC Plus is currently hosted at the NBC HQ. With that, there's a high cost when it comes to bandwidth. And we want to change that. A week ago, we engaged the telco, whereby we want them now to host us within their data center. So by end of March, we'll be migrating our content distribution network to their data center. What that means is this. We won't have that heavy line that at the moment we are using a 300 megabits per second point-to-point internet line. We won't need that anymore. Because if we are hosted within their data center, there's one critical expense that we are going to cut completely, local bandwidth. We won't be charged for any local bandwidth. We will only be charged for international bandwidth. Now, international bandwidth, it's less than, I'll say, 5,000 people who are using it now. So it's literally a 10 meg line that you pay close to 1,500 rand. So we are cutting the cost of 30,000 rand per month on bandwidth to literally below 2,000 rand. If we just move our content distribution network to be hosted at a telco data center, that's one. Secondly, we don't have a redundancy system yet. So if let's say power is the good example. If where we have our content distribution network now at TCTC, at NBC HQ, if there's no power, then the app will be off, right? Therefore, we need to mirror what we have, the system that we have, but we won't host it at this telco where we are taking our primary content distribution network, but we'll take it to another telco. There's no power at that data center. I know data center in terms of redundancy on power, it's great. But just if the other content distribution network takes over. So from an end user experience, we don't want people to complain and say your app is down. So we are going to mirror our content distribution network. Lastly, we are looking in terms of, can we bring back the element of subscription model? My boss wants it back. He's saying he's a capitalist. I'm saying I can actually monetize the app through advertisement, which is the AVOD. So that's what I'm pushing. But within our go-to-market strategy, there are two scenarios there, subscription model as well as AVOD. But I'll push him for us to go for a free platform. I think that's my last slide. So thank you very much for your attention.